it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Bert Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
All right, we are going to be helping Joan text because she and a group of moms are joining together for a boycott. All right, a boycott of their preschools, what they consider ridiculous holiday demands. And she wants our help breaking the news to a preschool administrator. Okay. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much.
All right.
How are you?
I'm glad that these ridiculous holiday demands could bring all sorts of communities together. What are the demands that you guys think that are just so incredibly ridiculous?
Oh, my goodness. For this preschool that they have put on us for this month, like, I need help. Okay. So the demands are: dress up as your favorite Christmas character, wear your favorite Christmas sweater, December 9th, Christmas PJ Day. Then the next day, World Christmas Day. The next day, Christmas dance. Oh, my goodness. Favorite Christmas song. Christmas show and tell. Christmas cookie swap. Oh, my goodness. Christmas ornaments. It is just crazy. All the way up until the 20th for a Christmas program. Mind you, this is pre-K. They are only four.
So every day, your preschool, the class, has set like a different theme or whatever. And obviously they're four, so the child is not going to be responsible for any of this. You're going to be the one responsible for getting them dressed as a Christmas character and getting the Christmas sweater and getting the cookies for the cookie swap and the whole nine yards.
I mean, they're four. What, do they really care?
No.
Nope, right.
Come on.
So I'm sure you're going to speak to this, Joan, and you're going to, I mean, Kristen's going to double down with you also. The stress on moms this time of year outside of all this is out of hand, right? So now they want you to add this to your list. Like, it's not a big deal. Come on, moms. Come on, dads. How hard can this be?
Listen, we are tired. We are overwhelmed. We are overextended. And our December class list is just out of hand.
So how many other moms do you have rallying behind you? Or maybe they nominated you to be the spokeswoman. But how many moms do you have that are like, it's kind of like Les Mis, like a revolution.
Can you hear the people sing in an angry man?
Oh, no, it's definitely, we are definitely rallying together. It's a lot of us.
All right, so you got more, because I guess it would be like, as a parent, you don't want your kid to feel left out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of like suck it up and do it. But if you get a group of you together and all of you aren't doing it, then one child's not going to be singled out.
We're forming a union.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Right.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, there's several moms in my life that, again, we are learning that when we were little, we just had no idea how much work Santa really put into Christmas. Like, yeah, you would think this man's going all across the world delivering toys to boys and girls and going through his nice and naughty list. But, yeah, the magic of Christmas definitely can take a toll on you when you have certain expectations that you put on yourself and also certain expectations, like, hearsay, the preschool puts on you.
All right, now give us a personality profile of the administrator that we are supposed to be texting with you.
She is... Who's the most happiest person for Christmas?
We just call them that person.
No, she's Buddy the Elf in preschool version.
Yes. Okay, super enthusiastic about Christmas.
And don't get me wrong, I love Christmas. It's just too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in the negotiation tactics, how many days of Christmas are we going for? Are we going for no Christmas? Are we trying to get it cut down to a couple days? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, how many days do we have on the books, on the calendar right now?
So we're doing 12 days of Christmas leading up to the kids.
All of them. Okay.
Everyone.
So what is the acceptable negotiation number for you? Because we'll come in low and say none. And then she'll come back with 10. And then we will handle this like it was a radio contract.
All right. So looking at your list, you can't really negotiate the Christmas program because that's typically the whole school. My son's doing one of those as well. So I think that one has to stay. I think of the 12, I'd go in with four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
Four.
How about five, like a full week, Monday through Friday?
Well, just the week leading up to Christmas break?
Just the lead.
That's a lot, though, isn't it?
Four is such a random number, though. Like, they're never going
to
go for it.
One a day for moms, though, and dads to get the kids. And it's mostly going to be moms, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a big stretch from 12.
My question here is, like, what's the consequences of not participating? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, is there anything you have to participate in? Like, do you have to bring in, like, a dish for World Christmas Day or something?
So, there aren't repercussions, but at four, your kids are asking questions. Mm. Like when Jimmy, but I mean, he wasn't this kid. He's not trying to pull a guilt trip on his mom, but he's like, why don't we have any Halloween decorations?
And you can't get over that because we don't want to put them up because I'm mom tired.
So I think with this, if everybody shows up in a wacky Christmas hat and your kid's the only one that doesn't, it's the guilt trip. It's the mom guilt. So I can understand why you guys have banded together to try to just like make life a little bit easier for yourselves, especially this time of year.
All right. So, Joan, let's stop here. And when we come back, we will negotiate the proper number. And then we will hit up this school administrator and say, look, your 12 days is just too much. Way too much for us to put all these outfits together and the extra work for moms. And we'll see if we can negotiate that number down. Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Burt Show Texting Tutor coming up next.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
All right, so we're about to start texting with and for Joan here to the preschool administrator, who is very enthusiastic about Christmas, Buddy the Elf. Enthusiasm we're talking about here. And she has set up a program that each and every day, the 12 days leading up to Christmas break, the kids are supposed to come in a different theme. What were these themes again?
So the email that Joan had sent us had she listed out, I'm pretty sure she just copied and pasted the email she got from the preschool. So leading up, you have to dress up as your favorite Christmas character. Then the next day you have to wear your favorite Christmas sweater. Then the next day you have a Christmas pajama day. Then there's World Christmas Day. Then there's a Christmas dance party. You have to bring your favorite Christmas song. Then there's a Christmas show and tell, the Christmas cookie swap, the gingerbread man decorating, the Christmas hat, the Christmas ornament making, Secret Santa with class, and then the Christmas program.
All right, we can get rid of
I got all of that.
All right, so why don't we just start the conversation and see if we can at least get this number down. Maybe, does she have kids herself?
She does.
So she should know.
Okay. Yeah,
but she probably loves it.
But she's so enthusiastic about it. Yeah.
Now, Joan, do we want to come in with a solo attack, or are we letting her know you are a representative of a group of moms?
So let's be real subtle. You know, I do know her, but I want to just make sure I'm speaking for everyone. I want her to know that.
Okay. All right. Because I know sometimes you're not supposed to speak for everyone, but in this instance, if you were nominated...
Yeah.
Then that's how we'll go.
And this administrator sounds like a really good person. So there's no enthusiastic, but a good person. So there's no chance that because you're the talking head here, she's going to take this out on your kid.
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
We'll see.
Man, she's just going to make him dress up as his favorite Christmas character.
You may start looking for an NIL deal at a different preschool.
Do you know what I would do from South Park? I'd do Mr. the Christmas hanky poo.
Oh, come on.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christmas. always hey, kaboom. And it used to jump around and leave turn marks everywhere.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I'll show you a video.
Okay. So how do we start this thing out, Joan? Have you ever texted her before?
No.
Okay.
All right. I'm very nervous for you because I don't want there to be consequences for your child. I don't think there will be because that would be such a, like, you know, low blow. I wish you all would just do a letter and, like, everybody sign it to just, like, send it to her. But I think you hit her up and be like, hi, this is Joan Blank. I am Blank's mom, because everybody knows you at a preschool as, you know, so-and-so's mom. Hardly anybody knows you by your name.
Should we hit her with some positivity right off the bat? Like, all of us appreciate your enthusiasm for Christmas.
Yes.
For sure.
I'm reaching out to you on behalf of several other moms at the school.
Several other Grinches.
Several other Scrooges.
Several other parents.
Yeah, several other parents. While we appreciate your enthusiasm for the holiday season, we have become overwhelmed by your,
by the amount of
request
festivities,
by the amount of, I like festivities.
The amount of theme? No, festivities?
The amount of theme days leading up to the holidays.
The amount of theme days leading up to Christmas break.
Okay.
There you go.
Should we tack on like a, we were wondering if we could cut it down to just 1 week?
Give her a number.
How about we negotiate? Like, how about we do a little Christmas negotiation?
That's good.
On how many theme days we execute.
There you go. That's good.
With a smiley face.
Big smiley face.
Big smiley face. Like, hey, hee. The one that has a little,
the teeth.
Yeah. Hey.
And then the squinty eyes.
Big smiley face, and I am ready to send.
Go for it. Okay, you guys, before we get a response back, I am going to describe the Christmas villain. You have to tell me who it is, okay?
All right.
So you would be sending Jimmy to the favorite Christmas character theme, okay? He has a suit on with a red tie. It's a black suit with a red tie and a gun in his hand. Who is
Hit me.
The Terminator?
Nope. This is a Christmas movie.
Is it from
Christmasville?
Is it from Die Hard?
Yes. What's his name?
Oh. I've never seen Die Hard.
Hans Gruber!
He does have blonde hair.
He does. You let us know when she hits you back, if she hits you back, and I'm sure it'll be impeccable penmanship.
Okay. I will let you know.
Okay. This villain has a ski cap on. It's a black ski cap. It's a black, you got it? A black overcoat.
The burglar from Home Alone.
You got it.
That would be an amazing. Oh, she hit you back.
Okay.
I like this game.
Okay. It says, hi, Joan. Thank you for sharing your concerns. I understand December can be overwhelming, but these activities are designed to bring joy and create lasting memories for the kids. We've kept them simple and fun, and I hope we can work together to make this a magical season for everyone.
Oh, I like her. So here's the deal. They are simple, but there's so many of them that it's no longer a simple task. If there was one of these, like if you guys just did a Christmas cookie swap, well, then there you go. That's fantastic. But having like one every single day, that defeats the whole purpose of being simple.
I think that you say that. So we can text back. They are simple and fun, but the sheer amount of them
makes it stressful.
Makes it very stressful on all of the moms.
I think we also need to double down on the fact that it's not just you being like, I've spoken to multiple parents who have expressed this concern.
Yeah, you ended it with all the moms. That's good.
The greatest gift you can give us moms this season is a f***ing break.
That's what we're dressing our kid up as.
Okay, guys, so that they are simple and fun, but the amount of them, I just want to put exactly what you said. I like that.
Yeah, but the sheer amount of them makes it very stressful. For all the moms.
Mm-hmm. Let us know when you send it.
Okay.
This Christmas villain has very sharp teeth. Also has a white tuft of hair. It is white. Kind of bluish also.
The Yeti?
Is
it Frost, Mr. Frost?
No, it's from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But the monster's name is?
Abdominal snowman.
Yes. Abominable.
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 The abdominal. Abs. He's got so many abs.
He's got abs. Boy,
fit. Was he in The Merry Gentlemen?
No, that's a Netflix film.
That could be next year's Netflix Christmas movie.
Abdominal snowman.
Abby and the abdominal snowman.
I love it so much.
Sign me up.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay, this Christmas villain looks pretty rich. He's got a black overcoat on. And
Mr. Scrooge!
Yes.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Okay, Mr.
Ebenezer.
Ebenezer, sorry.
Who's got no abs.
Ebenezer.
Go ahead, Joan.
Okay. I completely understand, Joan, and I truly appreciate the effort parents put into these activities. I know the children appreciate it, too. The goal is to make the season memorable for Corey and other kids. If there are specific ways we can help you, we are happy to discuss.
Yes.
I told you how you could help us.
You can help by eliminating some of the themes.
Yeah, we're discussing right now.
Thank you for being willing to help. That's what we're going to start with. Thank you for being willing to help. How do I want to phrase this? What I'm trying to say is, like, if you can be forgiving of some students who do not participate, that would be fantastic.
I think
there you go.
Yeah. I think you just said it. If you could be lenient.
Yes, if you can be lenient and forgiving for those students that don't participate, that would be great.
I feel like that's fair.
Because then, Joan, you and the other moms can get together and be like, okay, these are the ones we're just not going to do.
Do what you want and so will we.
Yeah. Does that seem fair?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's no consequences of them not doing it.
No.
I mean, your kid might be like, oh, yeah.
And then we're giving her a heads up, like listen.
Nope.
You can shove that Christmas hat where the sun don't shine.
Okay, so thank you for being willing to help. If you can be forgiving of the students that do not participate, what was the next one?
That do not participate in some of these theme days, that would be much appreciated. I mean, what's she going to say to that?
Right.
No, you have to participate?
Right, no.
Well, actually... Santa's not going to come to your house if you don't...
I'm putting you on the naughty list.
This back to Christmas... the game. Villain-ish, also has a winter hat on. It is a thick fur hat. And...
Wait. Martha May Huvier.
Who?
Who? That?
The Grinch.
Oh, no.
From the live-action Grinch.
No, this is
she
a person.
She had a beautiful fur hat on.
This is a person.
She is also a person.
A man with a fur hat on that doesn't get along with Chevy Chase at all.
That doesn't get along with Chevy Chase.
I have no idea.
Is it the boss from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? It's not Eddie. Eddie's not a villain.
It's not Eddie.
It's not Cousin Eddie.
No.
The furry hat.
Oh, Margo and Todd?
Oh, you know what? I think I got it wrong. I did get it wrong. It is Chevy Chase's character. Chevy Chase's character was Clark Griswold, right?
Yes.
That's who it is.
He's not a villain, is he?
He is not.
He's listed on Ranker.com as one of the villains.
The illustrious journalistic prowess of Ranker.com.
Okay, guys, she did text back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so of course, Joan, participation is always optional. However, these activities are a big part of the holiday experience we've created for the class. And you, I'm not sure, I'm so sorry. You to help Corey join in where possible. It's about building a sense of fun and community for all the kids.
I think we say to her, like, look, we understand where you're coming from. We just want to give you a heads up that all of us will not be participating every day.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
How about we hit her back with, thanks again for your understanding. We will participate where we can and just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
And then you take these screenshots and say, now listen, Joan. You all moms have to have each other's back. Like, nobody can be caving and then all of a sudden, Corey's the only one showing up to class with no cookies for the cookie swap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, y'all...
Well, you gotta bring cookies. I mean, bow out of the other ones, okay. But you gotta bring cookies, Joan and Corey.
All right, so Abby just loved her sweet tweet. All right, so whatever you guys decide, you need to stand together and stick by that because you don't want one kid showing up being the only one who's not participating. It's one thing if half the class does and half the class doesn't. I actually think that's okay. But if you have one singled out, that's not going to bode well, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And Joan, like, I don't know if you're like ours. We have a home mom that, and if you all want to send an email to everybody in the class, be like, hey, just a heads up. We felt we were overwhelmed by this list. These are the days we're going to do. You all feel free to, you know, do whatever. And just so everybody's in the know.
Okay. I just sent that text.
Okay.
Okay. All right. One last final Christmas villain.
We all feel good with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
All right. He is red from top to bottom, and there are flames all around him, and he's got horns.
Satan!
Yes.
Because so many kids write Dear Satan instead of Dear Santa.
Satan is not a fan of Christmas. Not at all.
Not shocking.
Yeah, he and Jesus don't get along.
No. No. I haven't really been listening to Texting Tutor. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, I've been Googling.
Right. We're good.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that Texting Tutor. Uh-huh. Have a good day.
Yeah, make sure your kids learn how to write Santa, not Satan.
All right, Joan, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye now.
Godspeed.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.